And a good Tuesday morning to you, and welcome into Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Unfortunately, this will not be a typical show, as you can imagine. I'm sure anybody who's listening at this point is fully aware of what's happened in our city while most of us were all sleeping. A lot of devastation, and unfortunately now the count is up to 19 people have lost their lives because of these devastating storms that hit our area. I guess it all started about 12:30, 12:45 in the morning.
Yep.
And there's been a lot of people affected. I mean, a lot. The visuals are not good. It's tough to see. And it's even tougher to know that little did we know, even though we said it last night on postgame, I said it several times, just kind of be paying attention to the weather. Maybe something, you know, there may be some bad weather coming through. Just kind of keep that in the back of your mind. Not sure when it's going to happen or if it's going to happen, but just be aware that something could happen.
Right.
And little did we know that it could and did happen, and it's turned a lot of people's lives upside down, and people have lost their lives. 19 killed now in tornadic situation that we had here in our area, and we left Bridgestone Arena
at 10:45
probably, yep, when we left the arena.
And it was windy. You could tell a storm was, you know, I mean, we knew it was coming, but sky was gray. It was definitely windy, but I don't think anybody anticipated what ended up happening. But I, you know, I live in the, you know, West Nashville, Bellevue area, and I was watching it on TV. I was like, okay, maybe I'll let it pass. I'll pay attention. Cause you know, we've had this conversation before. After a Preds game, you can't just go home and go straight to sleep. You know, there's kind of an unwind time. So I'm watching the news and all of that. And, I hear this weird sound, you know, it had been raining and heard the wind blowing, but then all of that kind of stopped. And then I could hear kind of off in the distance like a groan. And I'm like, that's not good. And then, you know, they're saying tornado warning for Davidson County, and it's over the, you know, my area. And I'm like, all right, so interior bathroom and then at John Toon Airport is where it, you know, touched down. And then we know the path that it took. So it just devastating it, you know, to see right now. And I know the mayor and the governor spoke earlier about, you know, relief efforts, and this is ongoing. You know, it's an ongoing situation as they try and clean up and find people and, you know, Germantown, East Nashville, all of the areas affected. So thoughts and prayers for sure.
Got home last night. You hear us talk about it all the time. Hard to sleep on home games and go upstairs, and it just happened to be, turn on the television, it was on one of the local channels, and they were wall-to-wall weather, and I was like, okay. Check the other channels out. Oh, they're wall-to-wall weather too. Okay. Watched it for a little bit. I was telling Elijah, looked like everything was really west. You live west. I don't. And so, but it was pretty, you know, at that point, still out. This is 11:45 to midnight range. And so I watched all the coverage for about 15 minutes, and I just thought, okay, you know, not really. I'll maybe go back and check in, but I moved on. I moved on, and luckily down in Rutherford County, we're at really not that bad. Just really, we were very, very lucky. But obviously, East Nashville, Germantown, and Wilson County, Donelson, Mount Juliet, those areas greatly affected by the storm. Downtown, over by Topgolf, over by First Tennessee Park, or First Horizon Park now.
Yeah, and
take some getting used to.
The Sounds actually just sent out a release. Nashville Sounds baseball club officials are currently surveying minor damage sustained at First Horizon Park due to the tornado that hit Nashville in the Germantown area early this morning. There is no structural damage to the building. Most importantly, no staff members were inside First Horizon Park at the time that the storm hit. The ballpark in Nashville Sound's offices are closed due to power outages and will reopen when it's deemed safe. We will update and provide more information as it becomes available regarding the ballpark and resumption of business operations. So that just coming in from the Sounds.
There you go. Good to know, because I saw that. I mean, it was very, very close.
Yeah.
To the stadium. I mean, right by it. What, a block or two, maybe? And so it's just scary. And to know that we left, and little did we know that what was about to happen in the downtown area as we were leaving. So what I wanted to say is, while I moved on last night, and that's because I just at the time didn't feel like, you know, anything was going to happen enough for me to keep watching. I learned that that was a mistake. But to get up this morning first thing and have tons of messages on my phone, and then think, oh boy, what happened? What's going on? And to turn on the coverage, you know, there's a lot of good that radio does. Radio serves a tremendous purpose. Yes, we talk sports and we bellyache and we yell and we laugh and we have fun. And even in tough times, radio can serve as a really cool source, an incredible source. Radio has a purpose, and it does a lot of good. In this case, I want to say hats off to the television stations. The local stations have been on it all night
they have.
And all day. And they are the ones out there in the streets. They are the ones out there with the visuals, whether it's the drones, whether it's the helicopters. They are out there showing us the devastation that's taken place. It's the realization, unfortunately, of what's going on. And I know what this is going to sound like. It's going to sound like I'm old or getting old. Well, it's true. I've been in this business through 9/11. I remember that. And I know how different it was then, because we didn't have all the stuff that we have today. You had literally no choice but to watch television, because there was nothing else. There was no social media. The internet was barely functional. I mean, we were barely on computers at that point. And so you just were glued to the television because of the visuals. When I first moved here, actually I should back up, the tornadoes in 1998 that went ripping right through downtown.
Went down Murfreesboro Road?
I'd been here 6 months, if that.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering what your timeline. I knew you moved here around 98.
It was April. That was April, right?
Yep,
April 16th. So I'd been here 5 months.
Yeah.
So less than 6 months.
The bridge down here on Murfreesboro Pike, right by our stations, by the airport, my dad got under that bridge because the tornado literally went down Murfreesboro Pike into downtown. So a different path than the one last night took. But, look, I remember that day. I was in the fourth grade at St. Paul Christian Academy, and I remember having to get under tables in the lunchroom and all that stuff. And, last night was definitely a reminder of that, the flood. Let me read this text that I just got. Kevin O, that we've been on with him quite a lot, TSN in Winnipeg, just sending some love from your rivals in the PEG. Be strong. So a lot of people have been reaching out.
Good folks up there that we always enjoy our chats, our friendly chats back and forth about the Jets and Predators rivalry. But I was here and working for the 1998 tornadoes. The obviously 9/11, while it didn't affect here, but a massive story like that, being in the business, through the flood, 06, also the tornadoes north of town. By the way, this year, that'll be 10 years since the flood.
Mm-hmm.
This May will be 10 years, be a decade since that happened. Boston Marathon working. And you don't realize, for a lot of people that want to bang on the media, and I get it, there's certain times it drives you crazy, and I get it, because I'm in the business and it drives me crazy sometimes. But just understand, in times like this especially, how vitally important it is. And just think about some of the sports stories that we talk about. If it was not for the media doing their job, these stories would never come to light. They would never come to light, you know, because somebody's digging into a story right. and uncovering something that nobody else, while everybody else is looking the other way, they were doing their job. So there's a whole lot of good that comes out of platforms like radio and television, and especially you should appreciate in times like this.
Yeah.
Because Channel 2 and 4 and 5 and 17 have been all over it all night long. They've been working tirelessly, giving us reports and updates. And some of the updates suck because it's a death toll that started at 2 and then it went to 7 and then it were 5 and 7 and 8 and 9. And now, last check, it was 19, and I hope that's it. I don't have confidence that that's it, but we've watched that grow, and they're out there, and they're showing the visuals, and you just realize it was like the flood. Going through it, and it's funny, we had, who was it, Bob? He tweeted us just in the last couple of days about the flood and said that Jimmy Buffett was playing at Bridgestone. I mean, I remember everything. The wife and I were supposed to go to that show. We had tickets and we were going. But there was the school called Lighthouse Christian that was floating down 24.
Yeah.
And that was kind of our path to downtown and Bridgestone Arena at the time. And we both looked at each other and said, you know what? I don't think we're going to the Jimmy Buffett concert. 24 is underwater. But we had no idea going through all the rain that day. It's like, man, this is brutal. There was a lot of flooding in Smyrna and Rutherford County. And you're like, wow. Have you seen, you know, this area? Still not having a clue, but because of the television stations and the visuals,
sure,
especially on Sunday when you see Opry Mills and you see other things downtown, it's like, wow.
Well,
you realize exactly what has happened. Like, oh my goodness, this is not just a flood. This is a historic flood. And then you've got the national media is coming to Nashville to cover it. And then you realize, so the point is, as we sit here all morning long and we look at the visuals right now and realize how many schools and businesses and homes and churches, and the list goes on and on, their people's lives have been turned upside down. People have lost their lives. So just keep them in your thoughts today. Keep them in your prayers, because there's going to be a lot of people affected. And like I said, I just want to do a little hat tip. While we're going to do our part on radio, a hat tip to the television stations, because really they are the eyes for us today to see what exactly happened in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and I'm going to, you know, echo that, but I'm going to give a hat tip to Michael Pope from our staff. He's our overnight guy. We have a partnership with Fox 17 here at ESPN 102.5 The Game, so in situations like this, we will simulcast their coverage. And Michael was on it all night, making sure that you all got the information that you needed. We've on our sister station 94.9 Game 2, we're carrying Fox 17's coverage right now to bring that information to you, and you know, Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad this morning have gone wall to wall with this. And so I think the media in general, I mean, you know, the radio, I remember in 1998, I mean, the power was out at our house, but we had a radio, and you know, we're listening to the coverage and everything. And so it's all media, and it, you know, it's grown too with phones and things like that. And speaking of phones,
we have none.
We don't have capabilities to take your calls, but we can still take your texts. So 615-737-1025 is how you can get in touch with us today. You know, clearly, as you know, Darren, we have a plan for every show, and sometimes that plan changes. And this is one of those days. There are more important things, but you know, so we are trying to gather as much information as we can, and watching, you know, on the TVs as they update us all and everything. So hopefully that, you know, we'll be able to maybe at some point during the show get the phones operational and be able to check in with some people. But if you want to weigh in on the text line, let us know where you are and what it's like in your area, 615-737-1025. You can do that, so. But I echo what you say about TV, radio, everything. I mean, that's why we do what we do for situations like this.
So just keep that in mind. Unfortunately, we do not have working phones in the building. So We were actually going to go talk to Brian Collins. I think it would have been very appropriate to talk to Penny today, the head coach at TSU, as OVC's basketball tournament will get cranked up in Evansville tomorrow, and certainly we would have touched on that without a doubt. They're kicking off the OVC men's basketball tournament, but also TSU was affected. I mean, that thing was right in the line of Tennessee State University, and so we would have, you know, I wanted to know from him how things were on campus. I believe it's their spring break. I think that's right. So I think, luckily, a lot of people were gone. I think that's
right. I'm not sure on that.
I think it's their spring break. I would have asked Penny that. But so we're thinking about folks over at TSU. We would have loved to have talked to him. But like I said, our phone lines are down. We will step away and come back with more of Darren, Donnick, and Chase on this Tuesday morning on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Pecker on Darren, Donnick, and Chase on this Tuesday morning. Devastation in our area. 19 confirmed dead after the tornado hit downtown East Nashville. It's a Germantown. I know it went through Wilson County. By the way, Donaldson Christian Academy. Bad. Thank goodness that was not during school hours. Thank goodness for that, for sure. The Predators are in Minnesota to take on the Wild tonight. So the team took off right after the game. And at some point we will talk about last night's game and tonight, and we will get into sports programming. So Willie was left with the team. They're in Minnesota. A lot of you know that Willie lives in East Nashville. I checked in with Aaron Donnick, his wife, this morning to make sure that they're okay. And she said they were okay. But as you can imagine, 5 points in East Nashville, a lot of that area is devastated. If you listen to the show, if you listen to this station, you're very familiar with Smashville Live, the shows that we've been doing on Wednesday nights. And a lot of them have taken place. We've really enjoyed the partnership with Boomba's Pizza and Craft Beers, and we know that there's one in East Nashville, and there's been shows there. And from the scene this morning, from what I saw, the visuals, it does not look good. It looks like they got hit really, really hard. And so I hate to see that. And I hope that everybody's okay over there, but I know that it does not look good. It looks like Boomba's in East Nashville has been hit really, really hard, and obviously they've got a lot of work ahead of them.
The Basement East, I know a lot of people are familiar with that area.
Looked like it was flooded.
Well, it was knocked down.
Well, knocked down and just water coming out of it everywhere.
The water lines were pouring into it. So I have several friends that live in the East Nashville area. You mentioned Willie, and several of you have reached out on the text line asking about Willie. And as Darren mentioned, that he is in Minnesota, his family is okay. So that is obviously, we're happy to hear that. But I've talked to several people that live over in East Nashville and in that area, and some have damage to their houses and vehicles, but are all okay. And you mentioned Boomba's, who we have a great partnership with in that area. It got hit direct, a direct hit. The Germantown area, I spoke with Kara Hammer, of the Nashville Predators. You see her on TV. She lives in that area and said, it's obviously a tough scene today. So First Tennessee Park or First Horizon Park, as we said, suffered some minor damage. I've seen that Christy Cookie got hit over in that area. Jack Brown's, which is an establishment, got hit. So it's right in that Jefferson Street, Fifth Avenue, Fourth Avenue, that area. There were some apartment buildings that there was an apartment building that I had a friend that lived there, and the roof is missing on it. So, I mean, that's the path of that storm. And then, went into East Nashville. So it started at John Toon Airport, which is over on the west side, and I know also, it sustained a ton of damage. Yes. It's closed right now. It's considered a sister airport to Nashville International, and they've reported that it's closed right now. So,
saw the old Tennessee State Prison.
Yeah.
That's been closed for a good while.
Yeah.
I think it opened in the 1800s.
They shot a movie there with Robert Redford, I think.
Just devastating. I mean, just wiped it. Wiped most of it out.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's very bad. There's some aerial shots of the damage of the old Tennessee State Prison. It's not good. As you mentioned, the Sounds did put out a release. I saw the visuals of basically the path of the storm, and I could see that it was right there. The line was very, very close to First Horizon Park, the home of the Sounds. They have put out an official statement saying that they are currently surveying the damage that they've sustained at the park. There's no structural damage to the building, so that is good news. And more importantly, no staff members were inside. That's the best news when the storm hit. They are currently closed today. They have no power, and they will reopen when that area is deemed safe. So a lot of people picking up, especially in that area. Like I said, DCA, that was tough to see.
Yeah.
The elementary part looks like it's completely gone.
Yeah, I was sent some pictures, Joe Dubin from Channel 4, that of course, you know, we know quite well. He lives over in that area, and said it's just awful. I mean, it's, you know, and luckily it was during the night. I mean, this is the elementary school, as you were alluding to. So, and I think I saw, you know, there are parts of the Mount Juliet area that were hit. I mean, they put up, I was watching Channel 5 this morning, and they put up a path of the storm. Basically, it was a straight line almost from John C. Toon.
I actually saw that, and they showed up they showed the path of the 06 tornado that went up north, more like Hendersonville, that area.
Right.
And then they showed the path of this
one. Because that one didn't hit downtown. That was more...
They thought, I'll never forget the day. So Willie will remember it well. We were doing afternoons at our last stop, and we had Tim Corbett on.
Yeah, you guys were on 2nd Ave.
Yes.
Which is where your station
was. So we
were
monitoring, you know, who we worked with, you know, was very much a weather geek.
Did not like.
George was always.
Did not like the weather.
Always monitoring the weather. And we knew some things may be coming. Remember, this is in the middle of the day. And Tim Corbin and Vanderbilt Baseball had a game that day, later that night, or I think it was like a 6 o'clock game. And we were talking about, like, do you think it's, you know, because Tim Corbin's always, he's always been very prideful in trying to get his games in, which obviously their new surface, that helps things. But, you know, there's been very few rainouts on his watch. He's pretty prideful in trying to get those games in, if possible, as long as everything's safe. And I remember us talking about that, and he was, you know, monitoring it closely. And I remember that shortly after that conversation, so it was in the middle of the day. I think it was probably when it hit up north of town. What was it, about four in the afternoon?
Yep. Yep.
Something like that.
And that's the big difference between that one and the 98. You know, those were during the day. And this
98 was I think, in the morning.
Yep.
Morning, around lunchtime.
Yep.
I remember it well. I was...
Well, I was trying
to get out of downtown.
I was in the fourth grade, and we were at lunch, you know, and I think we went to lunch at like 11:10, something like that. About halfway through lunch, the bells are going off, and they're making us get under tables and away from windows and stuff like that as it was passing over Green Hills, and you know, it went right into downtown. So, because it was more the Broadway area, I think. Because I think it kind of...
Which one are you talking about?
98.
Oh, yeah. What?
Yeah, I mean, it went right...
I mean,
through.
Have you ever seen the footage of Channel 5?
Yeah.
I mean, you know where they are, right across from Municipal Auditorium.
Well,
I mean,
they relived it last night because I was watching that. I mean, because Channel 5 is right by First Horizon Park.
Right.
And so it hit them, you know, straight on. So it you know, that's twice now. They've been on the air during coverage. And to their credit, they stayed on the air. They didn't get knocked off. So generators worked and... I know Fox 17 at Metro Center, that area, it went close to them. So, look, it's
98, if you remember, the Titans are still playing at Vanderbilt Stadium. Their new stadium is still under construction.
Yeah, and it got hit. It got damaged.
It got hit.
Yeah.
It could have been a whole lot worse. I mean, it got hit, and it could have been worse because of, just think about what we're talking about, tornadic activity right downtown. And just think about what the area that we're already talking about. It did. It hit the construction. I know. I think it hit a crane. I mean, it did damage. Luckily, it didn't do substantial damage where, you know, they had to, like, delay it another season, you know, where they'd stay 99 had to be at Vanderbilt. Yeah. We obviously know that they were in their new home in 99. But, yeah, it came dangerously close to being, you know, a whole lot worse for then Adelphia Coliseum.
Yeah. Yeah, because
what was to soon be Adelphia Coliseum.
Yeah, I remember that. And then there was, I mean, there were churches. And if I'm not mistaken, though, I think I remember that when there only one fatality with that one from downtown, and I think it was a homeless person.
I'm honestly just guessing.
Which,
I don't remember.
You know, obviously, you know, a life was lost, but I think I remember hearing about that's how lucky, you know, we were. And now, of course, we've said it's at 19 at this point. But the path is obviously greater with this storm than it was then.
Nashville, Putnam County, and Mount Juliet hit the hardest, without a doubt. When we come back, the governor has spoken, Billy. We will hear some of his comments on what he had to say today, addressing the media and what has happened in our area. We will do that on the other side. Darren, Donnick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. So the mayor and the governor have spoken, kind of let everybody in on what they've assessed to this point and what we're going to be doing in our area today to try to get out from underneath the tragedy that happened overnight. So let's start. I believe Mayor John Cooper will get everything started, so let's hear what he had to say.
Now, as I speak, firefighters and urban search and rescue personnel continue to examine collapsed buildings to ensure, first and foremost, that all residents are accounted for. I want to thank our first responders, utility workers, and metro agency professionals for the incredible work they've done overnight to keep our residents safe and our cities running. And I want to thank our neighboring counties for their offers of help, both for today and, frankly, the weeks to come. And I'd like to remind those of our neighbors who've been displaced by storm damage that we currently have two shelters open and running. In East Nashville, there is the East Magnet High School, and on the west side, the Centennial Sportsplex is up and running. Now, for the many thousands of you who have called, posted, and emailed with generous offers to help, I do have some recommendations. Hands on Nashville is ramping up efforts with community partners and volunteers to begin cleanup efforts throughout our hardest hit neighborhoods. You can sign up to volunteer at hon.org. Now, monetary donations, please, the Community Foundation at cfmt.org is equipped to handle financial donations. And then the Community Resource Center is available for donations except for clothing. And all three are worthy community partners and will put your donation and money to good work. Now, basically, metro agencies have been working since early this morning to quickly respond to this storm, assess damage citywide, and to begin recovery efforts. Many Nashvillians are without power at this moment. And I urge you to be patient and rest assured that NES is working hard to restore power throughout the city. Now, as damage reports continue to come in, I urge Davidson County residents to stay clear of damaged structures and downed power lines so that emergency crews and officials can do their work, and to report a non-emergency cleanup request, which there will be many. Residents can dial 311 from anywhere in Davidson County. And frankly, if you can refrain from driving on our roads today, you'll help Metro's cleanup and recovery efforts to go further, faster. Now, my office, I want to compliment the state and the federal government for their offers of assistance. Nashvillians are known for our resilience, and it's time to show the world once again that we can accomplish a whole lot when we come together as a community and lend each other a helping hand. So if you can avoid traveling today, please do so. Remember our three great community partners to take donations. Do not go into a damaged structure or near a downed power line. That's extremely important. And as we recover from this, we'll be continue to be a great, great city. But it will take a while for people to get power back onto every home in Nashville. Now, with that being said, I want to just acknowledge people here from the metro and then turn this over to the state. We have our fire chief, William Swan, is here, available to answer questions. Chief Anderson of our great police department. Scott Potter from Metro Water. DaCosta Jenkins from NES, who's going to have just a big job in the weeks ahead. Eddie Davidson from Piedmont Natural Gas. Gas leaks are a big concern in a situation like this. Mark Sturdivant, the director of Public Works, and then Patrick Sheehan, the director of TEMA, is here. But with this, I'd like to turn this over to the governor, and then we'll be open to answering questions from you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Governor.
Let me first say that there's been a real coordinated effort. Thanks to the mayor, thanks to the team in Metro, Nashville, Davidson County. I applaud the efforts of folks that have been up all night long and working to make sure that we have the appropriate response. And we've coordinated that effort with the Tennessee effort, the statewide effort. I have been at the State Emergency Response Center. We're here today at the Metro, right now at the Metro Response Center. So I think the thing that I want to say first is thank you for your efforts and for all of those that are working to make sure that folks are safe and that we respond to the tragedy. Secondly, let me just acknowledge tragedy. It is heartbreaking. We have had loss of life all across the state. Four different counties have, as of this morning, had confirmed fatalities in Benton County, Putnam County, Wilson County, Davidson County. Nine confirmed fatalities so far. There are a number of people that are missing in different areas, many that are injured and being transported. So I encourage all of you to pray for the families across our state that are facing tragedy right now and that are dealing with heartache and hardship in ways that only they know. So our hearts go out to them and our prayers go out to them, and for those who are supporting and making the efforts to support them. So we do have nine confirmed fatalities. There are folks missing. We have deployed teams across the state in a search and rescue effort where that's necessary. We do have a very strong coordinated response. We have ambulances lined up and available in sections where we need them. We've deployed additional state troopers to Wilson County, to Smith County, and beyond. We have opened up shelters around the state where necessary. We have been in touch with the White House this morning to ask for assistance federally. We have been in touch with our federal delegation, senators and congressmen, so that they're aware and we are coordinating that effort from a federal standpoint. It's a state of emergency, and that allows us to access additional services. So we're doing everything that we can to respond to this. That being said, it's a very difficult situation, and we'll be expanding that response as the day unfolds and we understand even greater what the damages are. I'll be in a helicopter flying over damaged areas across the state later this morning, and that'll give all of us a better idea of the extent of the damages. That's all being analyzed right now. So we'll have a Q&A here to get specific questions, but I think overall I wanted to remind folks of the tragedy and our need to reach out and support others. Also to encourage folks that we have a very strong coordinated effort and response here in Tennessee that I'm very proud of the folks that have been up all night long working to make sure that we accomplish what we need to get accomplished, and that we have much to know and much to learn in the hours ahead. And we'll be providing information and input and feedback to Tennesseans as we get that information. Be mindful of the things that the mayor said, not traveling into downtown if you don't need to. And that would hold true in Putnam County and other areas of damage. Don't go where the damage is if you don't need to be there. We have emergency personnel that are assisting. But then do stay aware of how it is that you can volunteer when the time is right to surround our citizens and to be there for them when they need it. So I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you, Mayor, for and many in this room who are coordinating the effort. We will stay on it all day long and continue to report back. Why don't we have our personnel from emergency response teams come up here, and then we'll do Q&A.
Yeah, if the chiefs would come up also, and Tima. Thank you.
So we'll take questions and then direct responses to the appropriate person.
Does anyone have a question?
Right here, please. Yeah. Hi, Brett Kelman, the Tennessean. Mayor Cooper, Governor Lee, when you guys woke up this morning and all of those many, many cranes in Nashville were still standing upright, what was that like? Did you worry about the potential devastation if we'd seen some type of collapse in the storm?
Well, you always worry. We've got a lot of great codes inspectors here, so they did their job, and you can look at how much was preserved, and where the damage happened. It is a massive act of nature, you know, and the missing auto zone, a building on Rosa Parks. I mean, just go. I hope your paper takes a picture of it and just impresses on people that there was no stopping that. That was just came out of the sky. But again, the fact that cranes didn't fall over, again, let's just credit. They get a lot of criticism, but let's just credit our codes folks and our fire inspectors for making sure that went as safely as it did.
What was your takeaway talking to people in the shelters this morning? What were they saying?
Well, it's very inspiring. You know, I mean, many of them, in one case, had their three-year-old child that they grabbed a pack and play and were able just to get out and done. They were calm. They were resilient. They were looking after each other. There was not a lot of conversation, I will say, but there was grace because I think they realized how lucky we all are with the fragility of life, but that's my overwhelming feeling, was just a group of people experiencing grace together.
Governor, what kind of assistance are you asking from the White House, and what have you kind of seen in the past? What do you think we'll get federally and from the government?
So we did speak with the White House this morning, and the way this works is when we can provide information that shows that we have a disaster that qualifies for federal aid, then we begin to submit for that. So they actually have reached out and said, is there anything you need us to do right now, immediately? And until we have a full assessment, we don't believe that's the case. But what they will be able to help us with is assistance down the road. So, and we will apply for that and coordinate those efforts with them. But let me just say, I was encouraged with the immediate response and the immediate coordination between the federal government and our state in a total willingness to help us out. And we'll be walking down that path together with them in the days ahead.
When you think about those nine people who lost their lives in this horrible storm, first of all, can you shed any light as to how those people passed or the circumstances surrounding it? And what is your message to their families?
Yeah. Well, personally, Maria and I are praying for every single one of those families, and not just the families, but the communities around them. You know that loss, tragic, sudden loss like that can be a powerful it can do powerful damage in a community, but it can also bring a lot of hope. So we're praying, we're hopeful that people will surround those families, and there's a really good possibility that there may be more because of the number of folks that we know that are missing and haven't been reported. And you know, it's early, and it's early yet. But a couple things: one, we do need to reach out to them, and two, we will respond to them in ways that really government can, but it's going to take a community to respond to these families. And I'm certain their communities, their churches, their folks will gather around them, and that's what we know. It happens in this state. We're remarkable people who respond to tragedy and crisis in remarkable ways, and I'm sure that will be the case for those families and any others that might be affected.
Someone maybe from the fire department talk about search and rescue efforts last night, or just going door to door. I know there are a lot of apartment complexes that were impacted with hundreds of people in them, and then also maybe someone from the gas from Piedmont about the situation right now, and also what was the situation early this morning.
Well, I think both the mayor and the governor hit on a couple of points, and that's our urban search and rescue teams. From the time this event started to actually currently right now, they're actually making door-to-door community checks along with PD. We have our a personnel right now going up to get an aerial view of the devastation. We will actually map it out from the air and then bring it down back to the EOC, and we will actually then from there deploy more people out to the most devastating areas that we see. But it is a collective effort. We know we've got 48 as far as building collapse, and then we have either full collapse or partial collapse. From the fire department standpoint, we had 30 personnel that was injured. We've made over 400 calls from the time the event started to now. We've transported over 156 personnel. It has already been stated, unfortunately, we have two fatalities and one severely injured. But again, this will be an ongoing effort as we gather our resources and sort of take a good view of all the damage, because, again, once it started, we had people there actually trying to get people out of structures and get them in a fashion, an orderly fashion, into a safer zone. And now we're just trying to map it out so that we can actually put more boots on the grounds to make sure that we're taking care of people that we may not even know that's injured or hurt. So, again, everybody's working very hard. We started our activation started this morning around about 1:45, where we actually pulled in all the infrastructure that we needed, all the teams from police to fire, public works and water and NES, and there's so many others, that Red Cross, and many others, so we can all come together collectively and make decisions as one body to be able to be more in an orderly fashion. So again, I just commend everyone. And like the mayor said and the governor, we're resilient. People usually come together when something like this happens, so we're just looking for everybody to come together as one and just to help out your fellow man. So thank you.
There you go. The mayor, John Cooper, Governor Bill Lee, speaking earlier today about what's taking place in our city. Of course, you heard 9 dead. That was earlier this morning. Unfortunately, the new number is 19 have been killed in the tornado outbreak.
We 14 of those in Putnam County.
Putnam County was hit very, very hard. We know today is Super Tuesday. I know the polls were later in opening up, but they're still, I guess, going to be opening up. Residents can vote at Pearl Cone High School. There's been a lot of locations that have been affected because of the weather, so we're going to try to pass along as much stuff as we can. Unfortunately, our phones are down. We even lost power at, certain portions overnight, but we currently do not have phones. You can text us anything you would like to pass along or tweet at us. You can still do social media, but unfortunately, we cannot take calls. We can't have anybody on to go around town, was we would have definitely done that to get an idea of what's going on around our city. But if obviously something happens and that changes in the course of the show, we will we'll change our plans. But if you don't have to be out and about today, don't.
Nope.
Just don't. Just there's a lot of work that's got to be done, a lot of cleanup, a lot of just trying to sift through and figure out what has happened. And I'll tell you what, during the last break, I was looking. I don't know how many people have seen this. Speaking of social media, this is kind of the difference of what I was talking about when you think about 1998 and the tornadoes that hit downtown in our city. Just a completely different time. I mean, that's 22 years ago, and you know, we just didn't have the stuff that we have today. Even really, the flood was a little bit different. That was 2010, so we were a lot more equipped, not like today. But in 06 and some of the other stuff that has happened, just not equipped with stuff to be put out there unless really the television station's got, oh, that's the only way you could get a visual. And now we have social media. We've always said on this show, you're all reporters.
Yeah.
You are. Your phone can turn you into a reporter. And I was looking at this video, and I want to give the person proper credit, Daniel Alley. At Daniel underscore Alley. Have you guys seen this video?
Yes.
This is East Nashville, Rosebank. And he just basically went out on his balcony and videoed the storm as it was hitting.
Yeah.
It's like a minute 14, and it's gripping. That's reality. That's what was going on. I don't have a time stamp of when that happened. I want to say it was probably around what we've been talking about, 12:45. 1 o'clock in the morning, but Daniel Alley is the video that I saw, and it's horrifying to see exactly what, because as we're, you know, as most people, you're asleep, and a lot of people were in bed, and he's up and he's paying attention and he's out there videoing when a lot of people are sleeping, have no clue what's going on, and you see what's going on around you. It's quite the scary sight to see.
Yeah, I want to pass this along. The Predators have put out that starting at 11 at Bridgestone Arena, they will be serving free pizza to anyone that needs it. So I know there are a lot of businesses that are handing out food to people that are displaced from last night's storm. So like I said, Bridgestone Arena starting at 11, Hope Church at 1215 Gallatin Avenue in East Nashville, free dinner from 4:30 to 6. The Grilled Cheesery food truck is setting up at Hunter Station at 975 Main Street in East Nashville to pass out free sandwiches. Eastland Funeral Home at 904 Gallatin Avenue in East Nashville passing out food at noon. So let somebody you know that is displaced, that needs a meal, that they can go to these locations, and they are passing out free food. So as we all know, Nashville rallies together and becomes one family, and so this is another example of that.
In fact, I saw the building, I believe.
Yep. Well,
think about how hard it was hit, but yet that mural right there, that painting, that, you know, all the pictures that are taken right there on that wall still standing.
Yep, I believe in Nashville, and that mural went up, I believe, around the flood.
I think that's right,
and so it's still standing.
I saw where Nashville SC's winger, was it David Akam? Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Showed his apartment after everything rolled through last night. He had pictures on Twitter of his apartment, and looks like, I guess, windows were blown out, debris, you know, blowing around in his bedroom, and it's just, you know, scary stuff. There's a lot of people without power, a lot of people. So there's a lot of crews out there working. They're trying to clear roadways. They're trying to restore power. They're trying to find out if there's more people that are hurt or have lost their life. So like I said, if you don't have to be out today, don't. Stay at home, watch the footage, listen to us. We'll pass along anything we can throughout the course of the day. We'll come back. Hour number two of Darren, Donick, and Chase next on ESPN 102. Second hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase, Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe here in studio on this Tuesday morning. Predators are in Minnesota to take on the Wild, so a back-to-back situation for them. Things did not go their way last night versus Edmonton. We'll get into that a little bit later. 7 o'clock puck drop. They'll have a chance to rebound tonight against the Wild, who are currently 1 point behind the Predators in the standings. Predators currently holding down the fort on the final wild card spot, but Minnesota is 1 point away, and they'll take on the red hot Wild, who Kevin Fiala is the one who's been red hot. First star of the week in the NHL. Ryan Ellis was the second star. And tonight at 7 o'clock, they will do battle up in Minnesota. One of three more meetings between these two teams, and I'll have pregame for you starting at 6 o'clock. A lot of you know that we were hit hard, a lot of damage across the mid-state from the awful storms that hit in the middle of the night. The tornado path, as we've talked about in the first hour, started at John C. Toon Airport. A lot of damage, extensive damage done there, ripped through Germantown, through East Nashville. Donaldson Christian Academy was devastated. West Wilson Middle School, all the way through to northwest of Cookeville. So yeah, a long line, path of destruction that was in the middle of the night. And it was just really, really bad. DCA, like I said, hit really, really hard. East Nashville hit really hard. Germantown hit really hard. We were talking about Boomba's Pizza and Craft Beer. Great sponsorship with them. We've appreciated them being on board. Of course, we've done Smashville Live shows there. We've done, in fact, wasn't the last one last week at Boomba's in East Nashville?
I did Preds Insiders from there, and Willie and Hal, of course, did Smashville Live. So I was just there, and have, you know, really enjoyed working with all those people over there. So, yeah.
And the pictures I saw, not good.
No.
Not good at all.
No, I mean, that whole area.
The Sounds in Germantown have tweeted out that, or put out a release at First Horizon Park, that currently they are surveying the damage that they've sustained there. They do feel good that there was no structural damage to the building. Also, the most important thing is there were no staff members that were inside the park when the storm hit. And today, their offices are closed due to a power outage, and they will not reopen until that area is deemed safe. That area around them was hit really, really hard. And, you know, as we sit here in early March, guess what? Their baseball season is about to begin.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be opening the season here soon. So, you know, just hoping that you know, everyone's okay. Again, Bridgestone Arena is open, serving pizza at 11 there on Broadway. So, and there are some other areas too. We've tweeted out from 102.5 The Game a link of ways that you can help victims in all of this. So as we continue, you know, our coverage and to watch coverage, the thing that's been cool to see on social media, Darren, is you know, the thing about social media is it's, you're not just hearing from Nashville now. So you know, I mentioned earlier that I got a text from Winnipeg and asking how we're doing. I've seen a lot of the other NHL teams tweeting at the Predators saying, you know, we're thinking about Nashville, praying for Nashville. But somebody very near and dear to us has already spoken about a place that he called home for 16 years. Islanders head coach Barry Trotz spoke just a few minutes ago about Nashville.
It is scary. It's frightening. And it's, you know, there's going to be a lot of damage, and it not only damages properties, but it damages families. And from what I understand, there's a number of people that have been injured and killed, and that's I never want to see that in a place that's very dear to me. So my prayers go out to the family and the community, and it's a great community in Nashville, and they'll pull together.
Not surprised. Nope. Hearing from Barry Trotz, especially with all the time.
Still has family here.
Yep.
So.
All the time that he has spent here was just here.
Yep.
By the way.
Just a few weeks ago. So
Putnam County was hit really hard by the tornado. Last check, and luckily, I have not seen this number unless you guys have seen something else. I have not seen a new count, so that's really good news. It's hung in 19. I hope we don't have a new number. I hope that's all it is, even though I was kind of hoping many numbers prior to that was the last number. But and how many did you see? How many? Because I know there's been kind of a little bit of a breakdown. Putnam County, how many of the
14.
19? 14 of the 19? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Man. There is a lot of flash flood. Also, keep this in mind, a lot of flash flood warnings out there as well throughout this hour and into the lunchtime hours. So we'll pass that along. I know Christian County, it looks like 12:15 is what I'm seeing for Christian County and Todd County and Trigg County. We've obviously taken on a lot of water. And that was no different last night. And yesterday, I said Christian County. We'll continue to pass that along because right now the sun is out. I hope it stays that way so crews and volunteers and people that are out and about can do what they need to do right now in our city and to the areas that are affected. And we'll just keep we'll continue to pass along that if you don't have to be out and about, please don't.
Yeah.
Just stay home.
I mean, more reports are coming in of areas that are damaged. You know, as we've now had several hours of daylight. Obviously, when something like this happens at night, it's hard to truly evaluate. And so a lot of you have been tweeting us pictures or texting us. And you can text us 615-737-1025. I know there are a few apartment complexes that are offering short-term leases for those displaced with no fees. So seeing that's really cool. And again, there are areas that are going to be serving food today that you can go to, and shelters are opening up. You heard the mayor mention a few of, you know, Centennial Sportsplex, where the Predators practice, is one of those that is kind of a site right now to go to. So
Red Cross
is open.
They're opening their doors to help people. There's a lot of people that are trying to help in a time of need, where a lot of people need it. Their lives have been turned upside down whenever all this happened to them, and they are dealing with that today, where they have lost everything. And I don't think anybody understands what that's like until you've actually had to walk in those shoes, and hope none of us ever have to, but there's a lot of people that are. They're dealing with that right now, and that is something that you cannot even think of. It's unthinkable because, you know, you've lost everything. I mean, some of the houses that we've seen, I think a lot of them in Mount Juliet, it was just eye-popping just to see roofs just taken completely off. Like you had like a buzzsaw and you just went through a neighborhood and just chopped off the roofs of homes, and you're just looking into their homes through the visuals of the drones and the helicopters. That is a scary sight to see, of you just going through a neighborhood up above and just looking into houses.
Yeah, and I hate to do this, but 21 is now the number 16 in Putnam County. So that just coming out as they're conducting a press conference down in Putnam County. I know a lot of you are asking, and this is a very good question. Today is Super Tuesday. A lot of you are asking about, you know, different polling locations. I'm efforting that information, and we'll pass that along in just a few minutes of those of you that are wondering about that. Those who normally vote at Hadley Park Community Center, Robert Churchwell Elementary, Centennial Park Art Center, 15th Avenue Baptist Church, Watkins Park Community Center, or Union Hall 737 may vote at Pearl Cone High School. So you can go to Pearl Cone High School as a voting center if your polling location was affected in that area. Voters who are assigned to vote at Donelson Heights United Methodist, DuPont Tyler School, Hermitage Community Center, Hermitage Elementary, Hermitage Hills Baptist Church, Hermitage Presbyterian, Ruby Major Elementary, Tennessee School for the Blind, and Two Rivers Middle School can go to Donelson Presbyterian and vote there. So we'll tweet out a link that has different polling centers if you're looking for that, if your area was affected.
If something happened to you this morning, you know, like let's say your coffee was cold or your bagel wasn't done just right or something just kind of set you off and made you go, you know, just have a dose of reality and perspective. Realize that whatever was going on that put you in a bad mood, or you were like, gosh, just right. Realize that it's nothing. It's literally nothing. Okay, be thankful. If that's your complaint this morning, that whatever, your coffee was cold, your cereal soggy, whatever maybe upset you this morning, just realize it's nothing compared to what a lot of people are going through. So just let's keep perspective. I know, and I say that because I was one. And this morning something happened, and I was, you know, I started thinking about it. I was like, what are you doing? Give me a break, man. Yeah. Give me a break. This is not a big deal. There's nothing that's a big deal right now. Your home is safe. Your family's safe. And we weren't even really affected by this. And there's so many people that their lives are have been lost or devastated, or they're hurt, or they're in the hospital, they're recovering from this, and they've lost everything. So, you know, there's no bigger jolt of reality than that, and perspective, than to realize whatever you thought when you got up, whenever that was, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever it was, 8 o'clock this morning, and for hours, if something rubbed you the wrong way, just realize it's nothing.
Nothing it's compared to, nothing. To this. And look, give somebody a hug today. Tell somebody, you know, what they mean to you. I mean, it shouldn't take times like this to do that, but do that. Spread some love.
No doubt. We will come back. Unfortunately, the number is at 21 now that have lost their life in a tornado outbreak in our area. We will come back. More of Darren, Donnick, and Chase on ESPN 102.5 The Game.